This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All right, it's hour number two. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I got a question for you, Bart Scott.
Sir.
While we watch the Warriors do what they did last night to win a championship, while we watch Steph Curry, 13 points fourth quarter, you know, put a cap on a 34-point performance on what was his best finals performance, finals MVP, and all that stuff. While all that's going on, would you say that the Celtics let go of the rope at some point in that game?
I think Marcus Smart let go of the rope. It looked like he was very conveniently leaving Al Horford on an island and not even helping off Draymond Green. I mean, who shot probably 1% for the entire playoffs from three-point. It was amazing. You know, I just think at some point it took so much energy for them to try and rally from 22 down that they knew it was inevitable. I know I've messed that word up. It's okay.
Inevitable.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, did they let it go? I think that they couldn't figure out, you know, from the stifling defense, the turnovers just continue. And at some point you got to say, well, are they just carelessly turning it over, or is this defense just
both
that good?
Both teams turned it over a ton.
Yeah, yeah, but
it hurt the Celtics the most. 23 turnovers last night, 20 points scored off them. Six of the turnovers came in the fourth quarter. Tatum had another five turnovers. Do you know he had 100 turnovers in the playoffs?
Is that a record?
Yes, nobody's ever had 100 turnovers. Like, Tatum struggled so much, man, that there
Tatum
was a stock
point down like Bitcoin.
Yeah. Tatum struggled so much that it really did look like, if you looked, and that he was, it's not that he stopped trying, but okay, you could just see it. Jaylen Brown wasn't letting them quit. Like, Jaylen Brown, that fourth quarter went 10 points. He's like, I'm not letting this thing die. Yeah. Like, Jaylen Brown gave you all he had left in the tank.
Yeah, timely threes after I thought he broke his ankle.
Well, you thought the game was over at one point, and Jaylen Brown wouldn't let it end. But Tatum looked lost. He could not figure it out. What are they doing? He couldn't figure it out. There was a moment where Jason Tatum had that look in his eyes of a guy that just wanted to be anywhere but here. Like, I am done. It was a
want to get away.
Yeah, that was definitely a want to get away. That was want to get away. I mean, just there were moments that you. Was it an air ball layup attempt that he had?
Yeah.
That just missed terribly and, like, tried to turn it into a foul where he fell. And I think it was Jeff Van Gundy who was like, was that an air ball? Like, did he just air ball a layup?
He just.
Looking for calls. Just, he was mentally fried. He is way too good of a player to look like at times what he looked like, especially last night, but in the fourth quarter.
Fatigue makes cowards of us all. And I think he was just gassed, and he had nothing. He was trying to figure out ways to conserve energy, but yet, you know, they just pushed him on both sides of the ball. It's not like he was getting off on defense where they could hide him. They were getting switches, and they weren't trying to get a switch and a double switch off him. I know they started attacking Al Horford later, but, man, they were going at him. And like I said, I can't say enough great things about the Gary Payton story, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about a guy that's been on like five teams.
Yeah, yeah. Bounced around a ton, you know, G League and everything else.
How old is he?
He was the story with Gary Payton, I think he's like 27, 28. The story with Gary Payton,
he's found the second, home.
Is that he didn't want to go back to the G League. And so he was ready to call it a career and was going to take a video coordinator job on the coaching staff. Like, he was like, I cannot do this again.
Go through this pain again.
So I just want to be part of the NBA in some way. And if I could just be a video coordinator, maybe I'll work my way as a coach. That's what he was going to do.
And now, he's going to have to get it back by somebody.
They were all talking about
and,
that
and
last
man,
night.
And man, if he able to get a
but,
shot.
But let me go. But yeah, let me go I'm back sorry. to Jason Tatum for a second, because again, this is a 24-year-old who was a first team all NBA player. And he had a terrible, I mean, you saw him in the postgame, he was barely audible when he was talking. And listen to Jay Will, our good friend, of course, you hear him on Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max every morning on ESPN Radio, talking about this experience that Tatum went through.
This dude in this year broke the all-time three-point record. All-Star Game MVP. Western Conference Finals MVP.
That's the wrong one. That's not the one.
Jason Tatum. I mean, he played 1,000 minutes in this postseason. more than anybody else, right? And that's no excuse because it's the first time through the gauntlet and you need to go through that experience. You could tell it was painful for him. It hurt him last night. But for him to have 2 points in the last 21 minutes of the ball game, Max, 2 points. And listen to these stats. This is what you end up getting, right? Jason Tatum's 100 turnovers in these playoffs is the most in single playoffs history. Jason Tatum shot 29% from two-point field goals, which is the worst two-point field goal percentage in the finals ever.
There's a lot that has been put on him because of this performance. As I said, he was barely audible. First of all, I apologize. I hit the wrong button on that, but I got the right one on that second. But I'll get the right one on this one. Here's Jason Tatum after the game about, well, what did you learn?
It's hard. It's hard getting to this point, and it's even harder, you know, getting over the hump and winning. It's been a long journey, a long process. You know, that's what I took from it, that it's tough. And we got to take it up another level to do what we want to do.
Remember yesterday, Bart, we talked about how we've heard from so many former players, and we're going to hear from one in just a couple of minutes. James Posey going to join us. And all of them were saying, no, 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 he deserves all the criticism, right? They were all saying it. He deserves it. Richard Jefferson was the latest to do it. He deserves to be criticized. This guy's first team All-NBA. He couldn't do enough for his team. But can I tell you that the Celtics, if when they go into this offseason, they know they have a core of Tatum and Brown and Smart and Robert Williams and even Derek White. What they found in Derek White was a really good piece.
Yeah.
But if you don't do something about that bench – they put Peyton Pritchard in the game.
Yeah,
you heard
funny.
Doris yesterday say in game four when they brought game five, they brought in Peyton Pritchard, and she said, I was like, no,
like 2 minutes.
No. And Peyton Pritchard came in the game in the first quarter, and I was like, nah, don't do this.
They need another point. They need a true point guard. I know Mark's going to start, but they need a point guard that can come off and facilitate when he goes down to take some of the ball handling away from Jason Brown.
Darren Nesmith is not Jaylen that guy.
Brown. Yeah, Jaylen Brown and Tatum. You know, when Smart gets in foul trouble, they need somebody that can come in and run the offense. And they need to get some half-court offense.
Here's all you need to know. Peyton Pritchard played just under 8 minutes in this game. He was minus 20 on the floor. And he didn't play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He was minus 20. Well, he did play in the fourth quarter, but he played in garbage time. Minus 20, Bart.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
I mean, they got to go out and they got five pieces.
Like Derek White was fine. Grant Williams had moments, but if something about Grant Williams in this play in this series that he had a great first game, and then after that, you didn't really notice him. And who else did they got? Aaron Nesmith. No, you can't do that. They got to do better than that. Daniel Tice, you couldn't use in this series. They did bring him in. He had some effective games during the playoffs for them, but he couldn't play in this series.
Go get a Jermichael Green. It will call Oklahoma. They got pieces.
Yeah. Didn't they just trade him?
But no, they just got Jermichael Green.
Oh, they did. Okay. That's right. They just got him. But you've got to do better with your roster than this.
Yeah.
You've got to do better.
Super
than
top
this.
Heavy. Super yeah. top heavy.
Yeah. And that I think, you know, the minutes for Tatum, he played almost 1,000 minutes.
It's going
to
be
had to wear him down. I'm going to make the excuse.
The East is about to get shook up.
Yeah.
Telling.
Well, that's the next question.
And I think Jeremy Grant is going to be somewhere. He's going to be somebody's guy to match up with that size and athleticism.
You are not wrong. Somebody's going to make the move. But I'm just curious does Boston look and say, well, we're a young team, we'll be back. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You know, I don't always say that because the East has got some teams you got to worry about.
Middleton may not be hurt next year. Who knows what's going to happen in
Miami. About Brooklyn? Are the Nets going to come with a vengeance next year? Keeping every receipt that we've all said about them. KD's certainly hearing about it now.
But will they be with Kyrie?
Yeah, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to Kathy in California. Kathy?
Hi, Bart. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm okay. I think I'm coming out of the fog slowly. From last night's game. Listen, you know, from my perspective, we started running into trouble when we got those three fouls each on Marcus, Jalen, and Jaden. I think that was intentional. I think that was one of their tactics to get him ejected by the beginning of the third quarter, but they were smart enough to try and stay out of it. Sadly, they had to be on their best behavior. I don't know what happened. It was just kind of a nightmare because they – Warriors do have some good players. But rest assured, for all of you that are worried about Jason Tatum getting toughened up, he's going to have a very good teachers. Now, we all, it's no secret, Marcus Smart can be the king of mean when he wants to. I mean, you don't get to be the defense player of the year by being Mr. Nice Guy. And I think I woke up this morning about 3:30, 4:30. I thought I heard his voice saying something about learning to play better basketball. So I'm not going to worry. He's smart enough to know what to do. I'll just leave it in his capable hands and between him and Brown and Williams.
They have the core, Kathy, right? They certainly have
Failure's
the core.
Failure's a great
thank
teacher.
You for the call.
Failure's a great teacher.
Well, and the experience. I mean, look, there's no reason to think that, oh, there's no way they can get back to this point and try to play for a championship again.
You the problem Giannis is, though, motivated?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The problem
you,
is, though,
put me out?
This is not the East of, you know, when LeBron was in the East and everybody was like, yeah, we have no shot, right? This is not that East anymore. This is a much different looking East, and that climb is going to be very, very difficult. All right, we continue with your calls, and also coming up in just about 30 seconds, we are joined by James Posey, again, the aforementioned, another former player who has been there, has won some championships, who understands it. And we'll give, he'll give us his thoughts on the finals and also on Tatum and what he saw from him. But first, Bar, tell us about Cheerios.
If you're on a go, you might be skipping eating the healthy way, which is probably making you feel a bit more sluggish these days. Well, as a reminder, you can fuel life's special moments with heart-healthy Honey Nut Cheerios. Made with whole grain and low-fat, Cheerios always provides 12 essential vitamins and minerals. So pour your heart into today. It's oh so important. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios today at your local grocery store.
You know, it's going to hurt, and it'll hurt for a while, and probably, you know, that stuff never goes away. I've lost one before, and so that was part of the message.
Still got a lot to learn as a group, individually. Still got a lot to learn about the game of basketball.
There's the quote that Kathy was referencing there. Still got a lot to learn about the game of basketball. That was Marcus Smart. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. James Posey has a couple of rings as a player, one with the Celtics. He has been on this journey with us through the NBA playoffs, joining us every now and again to give us his thoughts. And he joins us right now. What's up, Pose? How we doing?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right. Let's start with Tatum. And, you know, the criticism that I've heard a lot of former players say that he deserves to get for how he played in this finals. And a lot of guys say, hey, he's first team All-NBA. So you can't give him the, well, he's young or first time and all that stuff. Like that he's got to own what he did in these finals, or maybe didn't do in these finals. How do you view it?
Well, you could say it's a learning experience, but unfortunately, you know, the trip to the finals doesn't happen too often. Most of the times with players and with teams. So with him, you know, it was probably just those jitters, not understanding what it really takes to be in the finals and to win a championship. It looked like he got fatigued as the series went on. Maybe a lack of concentration out there while playing, and a whole bunch of different dynamics as far as Draymond Green, his play, and just like how the team was playing in itself. So it's sad and unfortunate that had to happen in the finals, and it's no source to control or not even the feeling of getting back, because you think you're going to get back as a player, but yeah, you never know what's going to happen. But to have this experience and the performance right that he had during this series is going to eat him alive for the next few months.
See, so this is the thing. I was a good player, but I wasn't a superstar. And what happens is when you're a superstar, you're public enemy number one. And everything is based about what you don't do well. And you saw him get frustrated with the length, you know, the defense, the hands, trying to split through two or three guys. Where you watch Jaylen Brown play with a sense of freedom. And because the expectations wasn't on him, because he's not seen as the number one guy. You know, going forward, what lessons do you think Tatum can take with him, and what part of his game has to be better, knowing that he's going to be the subject of the team strategy to stop him and let other people beat him?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. Not you're going to be the the first person they talk about in scouting report and how to stop you. And they feel like if they can stop you, they have a good chance of beating the Celtics. And that's something that he's going to have to own up to and accept that role and figure out. And that could be with watching more film in the off season, watching film during the season, and understanding, you know what I'm saying, like his sweet spots, how to score, how to pace and manage himself during the course of the game, and how to make his teammates better during the course of the game and then during the course of the season as well. So, I think these next, you know, couple months is going to eat him up a little bit just because being a competitor and also just losing in the finals and hearing everybody talk about him. But I think, you know, if he put the work and the time in this summer and watch a lot of film, I think that'll help him a lot.
Can James Posey join us right now on the show, two-time NBA champion as a player, once with the Celtics, once with the Miami Heat. Been joining us now throughout the playoffs as well. Good, Bart, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to reintroduce James, of course.
You know, just, you know, we all know that sweet voice. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows who he is. I'm just playing. But, you know, one thing I'm always surprised with, James, is how so many players don't know their scouting report. And, you know, they don't know what teams think that they can't do to improve on it. I know when I was there, I knew that people thought that I, you know, certain coverages I couldn't perform because of whatever, right? So that's what I, you know, did. That's why I appreciate LeBron James, because it seems like he knows his scouting report, and every year he plugged a hole up in his game. Mm-hmm. Right, they played him a certain way early in his career in Cleveland, and he plugged the holes in his game. I mean, we watch some players like Ben Simmons, they continue to be the same because they don't know what their scouting report is. If you could tell Jason Tatum what his scouting report is, what would that be, and how can he improve to be able to be a more dynamic player? What does he have to do? Is it ball handling? Because we watched Steph. Steph couldn't dribble like that. When he first got in the league, he wasn't that magician with the
Steph's
basketball.
He's also become a pretty good defensive player, you know, all things considered.
I agree. I was like you. Like, I had to be a student of the game, and I wasn't the best player. So, for me, I had to make sure I was on point. All my defensive assignment, I had to work on my game. I had to work on my three-point shot and things like that. I had to put the time in, and I wasn't that star player. So, for him, he has to be a student of the game, and he's going to have to watch a lot of basketball. He's going to have to understand when to attack, when not to, when to make his teammates better and pick his spots during the course of the game and sort of rely on his teammates, but also be the star when need be. And that's kind of, you know, that comes with trust in his teammates. I think, you know, for him, probably playing with less dribbles would suit him better. Then he's not as tired maybe late in the game, maybe just working off sweet spots in the mid-range. I think that would help. And I think just – you see, with the series, I think, you know, the pressure Wiggins, you got to give him credit that he put on Tatum, you know, caused a lot of that, you know, the turnovers and things like that and bad shots or just contested shots. So he has to be a student of the game and understand which each team, you know, does well defensively and how they're going to try to slow him down. So I think a lot of film will help him.
Looking at the Warriors pose, Stephen A's already said he expects them to be back and maybe even win another championship. When you look at them and how they're built right now and what you just watched them do in this run, do you see them maybe even getting another one?
I think so. I want to say, like, you have to consider them like a dynasty for the most part just because the core players that they have and who they've been able to run it back with. Even Klay, he didn't have the best series, but it was still Klay. He was always a factor mentally for teams. But I think the biggest thing that may help them is the play of Jordan Poole. Yeah, I think that was big for a young guy to get some experience. Also, the addition of Wiggins. You know, Wiggins wasn't worried about being the guy. He was actually a great role player and suited them well. And so when you look at that team, if they could just keep pieces like that together, you know, keep the confidence going in those young guys that haven't even played. You got guys coming in that haven't even played yet. And if they continue to develop right there, it's scary for them because of the style of play and which you already know they're capable of doing. So in the West, I'm not seeing too many teams that really match up with them right now. But we also have to see what happens this summer with that team. Mm-hmm. But just coming back, I know you still have, you know, the Lakers with Bron. You still also have the Clippers with Kawhi and PG. over there. So it will be interesting, but there's still a scary sight and thought to think about. They can only get better from what they have over there at Golden State.
Yeah, and to cap it off too, as you mentioned, they got some guys they've got to keep. They've got to get some extensions out there. They are a franchise that has proven they are not afraid to spend, and they're not afraid to spend luxury tax to keep this group together. So you don't have to worry about them losing anyone. Hey, Pose, this has been great having you on throughout the playoffs. I know we'll talk to you again, but just wanted to thank you for the time that you have spent with us and the insight you've given us as well. It's been a lot of fun getting to know you. Thanks so much.
It's been fun. I appreciate it. Anytime.
All right, you got it. James Posey. Again, he won a championship with Miami, won a championship with the Celtics. He won a championship also as an assistant coach. But the player perspective for him has always been great. And if you want to catch more of it, basketballnews.com, podcast, and also as a writer as well. It is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Now we have a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You ready for it, Bart?
Absolutely.
All right. You can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Coming up, we got an NBA Finals edition of Audio Files, which includes someone getting real petty after the game. And we love that. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We've got your calls. Everybody's got an opinion about what you saw last night. You will get your chance to express that opinion. But you know what? Bart, we've had a lot to say first half of this show.
Yeah.
But it's time for us to step aside, let the headline makers do the talking in the segment that we like to call
Audio Files.
The audio file. The audio file.
I'd say you're a guy that likes petty, don't you?
Oh, I love petty.
You love you some petty. Here's some petty Klay Thompson. I mean, this, the Warriors did a lot of talking after the game about things that they heard and things that were said about them throughout this whole process. And Klay Thompson was referencing a tweet by a Memphis Grizzlies player, Jaren Jackson Jr., during the regular season that he felt like bringing up.
Disrespectful.
And showing a little bit of petty.
There was this one player on the Grizzlies who tweeted strength in numbers after they beat us in the regular season, and it pissed me off so much. I can't wait to retweet that thing. Freaking bum. I had to watch that. I'm just like, this freaking clown. Okay. Okay. Sorry. That memory just popped up. You're going to mock us? Like, you ain't ever been there before, bro. We've been there. We know what it takes. So to be here again, hold that.
He went, hold that.
Yeah, hold my beer.
He went,
beer,
Nate Robinson, hold that.
No, he should have went.
How many called him a bum?
He should have went. He should have went. Uncle Drew, hold my nuts.
But he went. Hold that. He went. He went. He called. He called Jaren Jackson a bum. A freaking bum. Yeah, I just don't know. There's something that's. I guess
it's certain things it's that just be, irritate it, you, rub you the wrong way.
Well,
man.
but isn't it like in this moment when you win the championship? There is something I guess that is just so. It's such a great release. Yeah. To sit there and just be like, oh, yeah, remember what you said? Nah, see, hold that.
But some people do it before. Some people, see, they get ahead of their skis. Like, wait, bro, hold up. Hold up, bro. It ain't over yet.
Had one yet, yeah. But for Clay, there was just such a – this was such a release, and he decided – he said it just popped in his head. Oh, yeah, remember what that guy said? Like, they were all doing that last night. Like, remember what he said? Remember what that guy said? It was great. Do you guys remember, though? I did say Warriors in six. Meanwhile – this will be a topic as well. As you heard James Posey tell us, for Jason Tatum, this is gonna haunt him for a while. This is going to bother him for a while, what happened in the finals. But other conversations based off this finals are including people who weren't even in the finals. That includes Kevin Durant, as Charles Barkley said on Get Up.
Listen, Kobe Bryant said, I had to win a championship without Shaq. Mm. LeBron James said, I had to win a championship without D-Wade and Chris Bosh. That's the way this thing works. Before KD gets that great respect from all the old heads, he's going to have to win a championship as the guy, as the bus driver. Listen, he joined this, that team had already won a championship, so no disrespect, that's just a fact. The old guys like myself, hey, KD's an all-time hell of a player, but until he is the guy on a championship team, we're not going to ever give him the respect, I mean, that he probably deserves. And that's just the way it is. And like I say, if the game hasn't changed, Kobe said it, LeBron said it. And so we're going to hold him to the same high standard. Kevin Durant, one of the best players we've ever had. But when he's been the leader of a team, when he has to lead a group of men, he has not been able to finish the journey. And that, listen, no disrespect, we're going to always hold that against him.
Your thoughts, Bart?
Easier Sniper would say he was the best player on the best team, but to Charles' point, they had already won a championship, so he just added on to it. And that's why I think he went to Brooklyn, because he wanted to be the guy, and I think right. That's why Kyrie went, because he wanted to be the guy too.
Right.
The question is, who's the guy? Because I would say that Kevin Durant is the guy, and Kyrie Irving is still not the bus driver. But, you know, we don't speak of Kyrie Irving in the same breath that we speak of Kevin Durant as far as being one of the best players of this generation. So I think Easy Sniper has – and I don't think he'll respond badly to this. Usually he gets to Twitter and he start, you know, flexing his thumbs and his index finger and start letting people know how he feels.
Oh, he will.
Because
he
Charles will. Never won one. But I think – I don't think he will. I think he's going to internalize that. I think that's really eating at him. And I think he really is going to really make sure that, listen, if we're going to get Kyrie, I need all of Kyrie. Because this is going to be a long journey, and I don't need to burn out in the regular season trying to get us there.
All right, that's audio files. Is it fair to start attacking KD on this stuff? I don't know, but that is – I mean, it has been part of this conversation throughout the Warriors' journey here. And obviously with the Celtics sweeping – Brooklyn in the first round and all the issues that they had, there are a lot of people looking at Kevin Durant right now saying, you left the Warriors, you left that for what you've got now in Brooklyn,
Shaq left Kobe, and
by the way, Steven in New Jersey wants to discuss it. Steven.
Oh, happy day. it's so beautiful to see the Boston Celtics fans sad and salty along with Mr. Easy Sniper himself, and I'm going to say it again, yes, I might not be rich and famous like he is, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being a square, because, hey, look, we feeling good right now. Y'all home with us, and you got to see your old team win with your replacement, Andrew Wiggins. How you feel about that? I want to know how he feels about that, but I know he's probably going to be in the gym working his tail off, but the biggest thing he has to worry about is Kyrie going to come back and play, and if Ben Simmons going to get over his back spasms. Because the Brooklyn Nets is looking worse than the Knicks right now.
Joe Harris would be back. I mean, you look at Steph Curry. You look at, you know, the pieces that they got from Brooklyn. I mean, from Philly. Nah, man, there's no chance. Like, yeah, you looking at everybody with them Duff goggles, man.
Who?
You got them
Jets?
Yeah. You got them Duff goggles going on.
See, that's Steven. Everything you said was fine. You went petty, and we like petty, but then you had to bring up the Knicks. And man, I'm telling you, don't do that. Like,
yo, the Knicks got real.
They are not. The Knicks are not looking. The Nets, I feel like,
they're there.
Next year it has to be it.
If Ben Simmons is healthy,
every excuse is gone now.
Yeah, Ben Simmons don't have
You know, there's nothing about the
and they're deep.
There's no issues at all. No booster. No shots that Kyrie's got to take. They don't want to take, you know, for Simmons, yeah. If he's not physically ready to play by training camp, that's a major problem. Like, you better be physically ready to play, mentally ready to play. Kyrie can play in every game. There should be no damn load management for Kyrie.
I wonder if Brooklyn
– he should play every 82. Play them all. Don't sit. Don't rest. Nothing.
I wonder if Brooklyn's going to look at what the Warriors did and dive into that luxury tax market.
Well, I know the owner's not afraid.
And make sure. You know what I mean? That I'm telling you, man, I keep telling you, Jeremy Grant is what they need, because Ben Simmons' back can't hold up. Now they have their version of Gary Payton Jr., a guy that's a great wing defender, rebounder, rim protector. You know what I mean?
We'll see. But the Nets conversation, we're going to go deeper into it in the 2 o'clock hour. But there's something to talk about when it comes to the East. Boston thinking they can get back. And the fight they're going to have, Vegas is already given their opinion on the best teams for next year, who are the favorites and whatnot. Yeah. So plenty more to get to you with all of that. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We want you to tune into an American League battle, a little baseball tomorrow. The Astros hosting the White Sox. It's presented by Progressive Insurance, and coverage begins 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Coming up, we have your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Patrick Mahomes also had a bit of a response for Tyreek Hill and what he said about the comparisons between him and Tua. If you want to hear about that, we'll mention that as well as we have your calls. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Steph Curry in your top 10 now after doing what he just did in this NBA Finals to win another championship, to get the Finals MVP that he, the one thing maybe that was missing. Is he in your top 10 now or not? We go to Dave in Yonkers. Dave.
Hey, how we doing, guys? Thank you for having me.
You got it.
So, first off, definitely in the top 10 right now. Resume is already there. You're talking about four championships, which is what everybody looks for first, to put somebody at all time. He has that. He has two MVPs. He has a finals MVP. He changed the game at a time, which is hard to do. When the game's been around for 50 years, it's hard to change something that's been out for so long. For example, as you see the dunk contest. it sucks now, right? Because everything's been done almost.
The three-point contest found is a more way fun.
What was that?
The three-point contest is more fun now on All-Star Saturday.
Exactly, because it's just hard to, you know, that's do right. something new when it's yeah. been around for so long. And he changed the game in 2010, 2012, 15, when it's already been out for so long. So yeah. to be able to change the game, have the numbers, he's going to retire all the time in every probably three-point statistics. And then if you look at his career numbers, not for nothing, not saying he's better than LeBron, but his numbers are very close to LeBron's, even though he's only played 13 years or so. And if he retires with the same numbers, more or less, same championships or one more, you have to give him that. And he's played in just as good teams as Magic Johnson did. Maybe Magic Johnson had better players. Who knows? Because he played with all-time leading scorer in Kareem. But
he's still
at the end of the day,
gonna get another ring if he wants to get into that category. But, you know, he does have the, you know, the back-to-back like Magic did. He does have a decade of, which is now this decade. Well, it's, I guess it's extended because we're in 2022. Yeah. But still, in an eight-year span, the amount of success he's had. And Dave, thanks for the call. I mean,
you know, it's crazy.
I think you lay out all that stuff. You can make a case. But, you know, a lot of people also push back.
Kenny was telling us, oh, LeBron, this is LeBron's era because of the longevity. Steph is 34. Do we see him shutting down or slowing down at 35, 36, 37?
He looks like he's
37?
In the best shape of his life. You see how right. I mean, he's much stronger than he ever was.
Yeah,
physically.
I mean, you got to understand, athletes, if they choose to, can play a lot longer than they used to. And his game is always going to age well because you're mm-hmm. always trying to run him off the three-point line, and he has the ability to finish. It's not like he's a bad finisher at the basket. So, like, you pick your poison with him. So, you know, I think when it's all said and done, he's going to have just as long as of a dominant era as LeBron did.
Yeah, and again, because it's not over yet, I think LeBron might be closer to the end of his career than Steph is because obviously Steph came in a little bit later. So there's still more to accomplish. But right now, four championships, a Finals MVP, and more. Is Steph Curry in your top 10? We'll continue with your calls in 10 seconds.
Every other city we go, uh-huh. I see it on the radio. Wherever I go, I got the same clothes.
Got a vibe, this song. This song has that vibe, like what you're feeling.
It's like a summer
feeling
vibe.
It feels like summer. Feels like a weekend.
It's
definitely like a barbecue,
yeah.
Like a cookout song, you know?
This is an unofficial start of the summer. It's not Memorial Day. It's when the NBA Finals are over with. Yeah. Now we can go outside because there ain't nothing to be inside
right,
for.
Ain't nothing to do
outside
anymore,
of
right?
the hockey playoffs, which will be over with in 2 weeks.
Saturday night, we've got game two, right, on ABC. And, of course, you got the Avalanche and the Lightning.
I'm going to say don't watch nothing, go outside. Just watch hockey, keep those ESPN ratings up, and then y'all can go outside.
Watch
that.
The Yankees, just keep mashing. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know I got to bring up the Yankees.
Okay.
You know I do. You know
okay.
I do.
Okay, you want them? You want to walk them? Hell no. Hell no, I want to walk them. How about that, son? How about that? Put that in your pot and cook it.
How about this? I told you this was going to happen, and Kevin Weeks was reporting this, and now it's official. John Tortorella, who was doing a lot of hockey for us on a lot of ESPN Plus in the studios with Rick DiPietro and Arda Ocal, he will be back now behind a bench with the Philadelphia Flyers.
Nice.
So Torch getting another chance. He coached the Rangers. He coached the Columbus Blue Jackets and now Philadelphia Flyers. So that's good hire for them. I think he fits Philly really well. Before we get back to the calls, also, Bart, Patrick Mahomes said yesterday that he was surprised that Tyreek Hill said what he said on his podcast about how he would take, arm strength?
Accuracy.
But accuracy, he's going with Tua.
Like, really, bro?
Arm strength, yeah, you got to give it to 15, meaning Mahomes. But, you know, accuracy, Tua. And so Mahomes said this. I'm surprised a little just because I feel like we love Tyreek here. We've always loved him. We still love him. I saw him out at Formula One in Miami. I'm sure it had something to do with trying to get his podcast some stuff and get it rolling. But then he just said that he still loves him. And, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, no big deal. I imagine a guy like Patrick Mahomes is probably like, what did he say? Whatever.
It's like taking good luck. I got a new quarterback and I have he has a skill set that he's like really accurate. Good luck.
Good luck.
It's all for the game. We see how accurate his ass is when he getting hit.
888 say ESPN, 888-729. 3776 is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Alexa, be quiet. No, don't. Alexa, stop.
What? Oh, Alexa is revealing way too much about you, man. Alexa's like having a parrot.
She's having
a parrot
in the house.
Well,
she was about to play our show.
Oh, okay. I thought she was talking
which would have been great.
At least she knows.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go to Glenn in Atlantic City. Go ahead, Glenn.
You there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Glenn. We got you, man.
Yeah, I was wanted to dispute what Charles Barkley was saying when he was saying that, you know, Durant's got to be the driver of the bus. He went to a team that was considered great, but when he went there, he was the best player on the team. That's why he got two finals MVPs. It wasn't like he was a role player. I mean, mm-hmm. Charles Barkley makes it seem like he was in the shadows. He was driving that bus, and Curry knew to sit right behind him. Everybody knew their place when Durant was there. What finals was Barkley watch?
Glenn, let me ask you a question. Now, when LeBron went to Miami, was he the best player?
No doubt.
Hang on. So, right. He won two championships with Miami. But why did LeBron say, I needed to win one on my own? He went to Cleveland and won one because he knew that people would say, well, you won it with a stacked team. You won it with, you know, Ray Allen and Chris Bosh and Wade. So I think that's what Chuck's saying.
All these players
now, the
need
other
great
thing,
players,
well, hang on, Glenn, Glenn,
they
hang on.
Need great
the
players.
Other
he
point,
had Kyrie.
Hang on. The other point that I think Barkley was trying to say is he went to a place that already had an established championship culture. So he went into something that was already built, and he's saying, you've got to drive the bus, meaning you've got to be the reason. You've got to go to a team and lead them as if you are the guy who brought that championship DNA to this franchise. And that's what he's saying that he's got to do at Brooklyn. And I think he's right.
That's why Kevin Durant left, because it was no ill feelings. You know, but Draymond knew when they got into it that he was leaving because he wanted to cement his legacy, right? So he left because he heard the narrative about what people were saying. No different than why LeBron left. You know, you heard Kobe say the same thing once Shaq left. It was important for Shaq to leave.
He got Powell. You wanted to be able to win without him.
I can win without you, because they would have won five straight if Kevin Durant would have stayed.
Let's go to Detroit and talk to Big Game James.
Big Game James.
Hey, what's up? What up, though,
James?
Bart?
What up, though? James Worthy? Big Play James?
Real
James
quick.
Worthy. Boom.
Not necessarily worthy, but I'm worthy of the title. You know
there
what
you
I mean?
There you go. All right. So, what do you got?
So I want to talk about that Kevin Durant. I'm so glad that caller said that, because people keep forgetting this part of the narrative about Kevin Durant. It's not even the fact that he went to Golden State, because every Batman needs a Robin or whatever. That's fine. It's the fact that he left after being up 3-1, getting his butt kicked, and then going to that team. I don't care if Golden State never won a game at all, but if you up 3-1 and that's the team you leave to go to, and you don't try to beat them again, that's the knock on Kevin Durant. That's why Kevin Durant knew he had to leave, because he left and went to, basically, if I can't beat them, join them, and no champion is ever or competitive.
We got to leave it there, James. But that is where the criticism for Kevin Durant certainly began. The favorites to win the championship next year. Who's at the top? Who's second? We'll discuss.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.